Life was so different when we were at school, wasn't it, Celia?
You're right, our kids have it so easy. They were so strict about uniform when I was at school. Now they can more or less wear what they like.
Yes, at my school in Australia we had to wear the most awful straw hats, and on special occasions we had to wear white gloves. Was it like that here in Britain, Celia?
No, it wasn't quite as bad as that at my school, Amy. But our skirts had to touch the ground when we knelt down, and we'd have been expelled, I think, if we'd come to school with earrings or makeup on. Bill, did you have to wear a uniform?
Yes, we did, but it didn't bother me that much, apart from the horrible caps that we had to wear. Now my son isn't allowed to wear a cap to school, and he'd really like to.
Yes, people are perverse, aren't they? The worst thing for me at school was the food, though. There was no choice at all at school dinners, and we had to eat everything on our plate or we were in trouble. Was that the same at your school, Amy?
Yes, it was, Celia, more or less. We did have a little bit of choice, but we had to clean our plates. I remember how we used to put food into a little cupboard in the wall beside one of the tables. It was a cupboard holding the gas meter, and we got into terrible trouble the next time the man came to read the meter and found a pile of rotting macaroni cheese and cabbage.
I quite enjoyed school dinners at our school, but they were terribly unhealthy. Old chips and lots of sweet puddings. I think they think much more about nutrition these days.
Yes, perhaps. But my daughter still hates school dinners. She complained the other day that there was only a choice of two different flavours of ice cream by the time she got to the head of the queue.
Oh, I know, Celia. They just don't realise how lucky they are, do they? My daughter complained the other day that her new French teacher took off a mark for every spelling mistake in a test. She thought it was incredibly petty of her, and most of the class ended up with 0 marks, including my daughter, of course.
Well, at least she only got 0 marks. We got a very sharp rap on the knuckles if we got less than 50% in a test. It really hurt. It seems incredible to believe now. It's not that long ago, really, and yet things have changed so much.
Yeah, for the better in some ways, but not in others.